This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials at the Pentagon said American and British forces carried out a fresh round of strikes on Monday in Yemen, targeting a Houthi underground storage site, as well as missile and surveillance capabilities used by the Iran-aligned group against Red Sea shipping. The Yemen-based Houthis have said their attacks are in solidarity with Palestinians as Israel strikes Gaza. The Houthi attacks have disrupted global shipping and have deepened concern fallout from the Israel-Hamas war could destabilize the Middle East. U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria have withstood multiple attacks over the past 3 months from Iran-backed militias also in support of Palestinians in Gaza. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has been clear with Iran.
We continue to message both publicly and privately that we don't seek a wider war.
The U.S. has launched strikes against Houthi targets over the past 2 weeks, and a U.S. strike in the heart of Baghdad killed an Iran-backed militia leader earlier this month.
It is really up to the Houthis, to these IRGC-backed militias, to stop their attacks on our forces, on commercial shipping, on innocent mariners that are transiting the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations criticized Russia ahead of a U.N. Security Council meeting on Monday to discuss Ukraine at the request of Russia.
This meeting today is another attempt by the Russian Federation to distract from its war of aggression against Ukraine.
This is VOA News. A deal in the U.S. Senate on American border policies is being finalized as senators return to Washington for what will be a pivotal week in a painstakingly negotiated compromise that could unlock Republican Party support to replenish U.S. wartime aid for Ukraine. A core group of negotiators have been laboring for nearly 2 months over changes to U.S. border and immigration policy, with hopes to unveil the legislation later this week. But the legislation already faces heavy skepticism from the wings of both political parties. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has landed another endorsement from campaign rival Nikki Haley's home state before Tuesday's State of New Hampshire's Republican primary. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she's backing Trump, another blow to Haley days after Senator Tim Scott endorsed him. South Carolina's GOP leadership has largely lined up against Haley, who is arguing voters need to make a simple decision whether to move away from failed Trump and Biden policies.
Do we want more of the same? Or do you want something different?
Ron DeSantis ended his nomination bid yesterday, leaving Haley as Trump's main GOP challenger. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kenya says it wants to promote peace in East Africa and has no problems with neighboring countries, but there are signs of diplomatic strains with at least four neighbors. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
The Democratic Republic of Congo and Sudan recall their ambassadors after their governments accused Kenya of hosting and dealing with their country's opposition groups in Nairobi. Uganda, meanwhile, recently took Kenya to an East African court in Tanzania over an oil distribution dispute. The case is about Kenya not allowing Ugandan government oil marketers to operate within its borders. This comes after Uganda discontinued the previous open tender system for purchasing petroleum products from Kenya. Kenyan Foreign Minister Musalia Mudavadi said Sunday that his country is not at war with its neighbors and wants to bring peace to the region. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Liberia's new president, Joseph Boakai, pledged to fight corruption in the West African country as he was sworn into office on Monday following his election victory over former football star George Weah. The 79-year-old narrowly beat Weah in November's runoff poll by just more than 1% of the vote. Boakai, whose health and age are the source of much discussion in the country, had to pause and sit down to finish his address in testing heat. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.